What's up, everybody? This is Moonshine Shotgun Mulligan Podcast, sitting there with my boy CC Stats. What's up, brother?
We are back. Week two of the year. PGA Tour is off and running in the first round. Here we go. 2 weeks in a row. Shotgun Mulligan is back.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, man. We're killing it. Let's go. Let's get it rocking in the new year.
We're like 2023, man. We're like the PGA Tour. We're rolling.
We're rolling. And we're on the Google Meet tonight, folks. So I think the audio is going to be a little more silly. So your boy's stepping it up. I guess I should pay $10 a month if we're going to have a podcast long term, right?
That's right.
Brian Bradley told us this a long time ago. Like, yeah. Come on, dude. Can you quit being so cheap? So did you watch any of the end of that tournament on Sunday?
So I was watching, I think I watched because the Commanders were on. So I watched a little bit early, like right at the beginning of the game. And I was like, oh, Morikawa's got like a 6-shot lead. Like he's just, and then I saw he wasn't really playing. I mean, he was just kind of steady Eddie. And I was like, oh, wow. I actually looked at one of my bets and I was like, oh, he's going to win. And then I flipped it on at like 7 o'clock and I was like, what? I was like, how is John Rahm in the lead? And I saw that Morikawa went like bogey, bogey, bogey. And I was like, oh my God, what happened?
That is the same thing, dude. I don't even think I watched an instant of the last round. I was watching football just because at the first of the day, I was like, you know, I might throw it on at the end of watching some football. But literally, Collins got this wrapped up. Like, he got the, what was it, 6-shot lead or something going into Sunday. And he's been playing a lot better golf. Like, he's playing pretty well this year so far.
He's been playing bogey-free. All 3.5 rounds, like he was bogey-free.
He looked so, like, you know, unfazed the whole time. Like, I thought he was going to just run away with it. But
not after he walked off the 18th hole, he wasn't unfazed.
I fired up my phone. I was like, wonder how much he won by and see if I won my bet, because I put in one with Colin to win. And then I bet on the Dallas Commanders game and lost that one because thought old Sam Howell wouldn't be ready, but they actually played a pretty good game.
My boy,
their
Sam.
Defense were awesome, man. They had actually got a stellar defense. I know it's not a football podcast, but the old Commanders could ever get a franchise quarterback, I think we'd be okay. Well, we do have a few decent pieces and a new owner, but
Moonshine, if I hit the Mega Millions, we wouldn't be doing this podcast either.
Of the owners, of the new owners, would you want Bezos in there?
I think, I don't know a lot about Bezos other than he owns Amazon. I mean, there are people that say no, no, no to him. But I think 2 or 3 years ago, you heard the rumblings Bezos wanted to get in the NFL. I would be shocked if he wouldn't spend money for this team. I think, why couldn't DC have a Super Bowl? They could build a new stadium. They find the right spot. They can. He will throw every dollar at it he can. Right. At players, at coaches. I mean, but I think he will do it in a wise way, unlike our current owner has done it. And it's like, oh, let's go get the new toy. Boom. 2 years later, right, he's gone. So, yeah, I would be okay with that. But I know there's some other people out there too. But we'll see. I mean, the rumblings are it's a done deal. Excuse me. But we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping it's wrapped up by March. There's a lot of people calling for Rivera's head. So there are a lot of people want it done sooner rather than later so they can get a new coach in here. So,
well, Scott Turner just got fired a couple of days ago, right?
Well, when you average 18 points a game,
you're not going to keep your job very long.
That's what happens when you average less than 20 points a game 3 years in a row.
Yeah, that'll do it. So what you drinking over there? I saw before we came on a little something.
Yeah, your boy, I was very good last week. Somebody said this day, I said, are you doing dry January? And they're like, no, we're doing dampish January.
Dampish January. I like that. Just a little less drink.
Your boy was pretty good last week. I had a little mixed bourbon cocktail on Friday and Saturday, just one each night. And then I had a little tiny nip the other night. Tonight, just work was busy today. So your boy's drinking a little Chiswell Red out of Charlottesville. Just went to this winery a couple weeks ago. It's very good. Really cool place, just very new winery that opened up about a year ago. So opened up a bottle to go with my dinner tonight. So here you go. Cheers.
How's the taste, man? What's the review there?
I believe, I honestly don't have the bottle in front of me. For a new winery, and I guess they've been growing grapes a while. Very good. It's owned by the Childs Peach Orchard family. It's down there. Smoky on the nose, got a little like fresh, like ripe, big berry bold. It's not too bold though, but it's good. I like it.
Nice. Silly. Yeah. The old berry taste on the red wine.
Well, I like the berries and I like the smokiness.
Do you like more Malbec then kind of stuff?
You know,
or not really.
Couple years ago, well, when I first started getting into wine, I really liked the Malbecs, but I haven't really been into them as much over the past 2 or 3 years. I'm a big red blend guy.
Mm-hmm.
Red blend, Cab Franc, Pinot Noir. Those are my go-tos. Mm-hmm. A little bit more Cab Sav now than I used to, but yeah, I don't drink a lot of Malbec anymore.
Yeah, I go in and like in and out on Malbec. I'm usually Cab Sav, a little bit of Italian wine. I like the old Sangiovese Candy Classicos. That's good with some cheese, you know.
If we're out to dinner, we'll have something like that. But, Kenny Harms coming on? We're talking about wine.
I know. I was actually thinking about him the other day. He's always got those good steaks and some good fresh red wine. That. And he's got that sick cellar that finished up in his house. I know he's had a hell of a time getting that house together, but from what he told us, sounds like it hadn't been the easiest project, but that wine cellar is pretty silly. We might have to roll down to the old spot and check it out.
Well, I see you're drinking a little, Coke Zero?
Sure is.
Nice.
Zero cows. You know, when you're doing dry January, you should like actually drink something healthy. But I don't know. I need my carbonation. I need something to look forward to, right?
You just got to
get like some type of a regular drink. I can't drink seltzers all day. I mean, I love seltzers, but can't do it.
I'm proud of you.
2 weeks, bro. That's right. I'm halfway down. I'm struggling this week. It's been a tough week, man. But I'm going steady, man. If I don't break this week's stats, I think I'll be good, bro.
Let's talk a little golf.
I know, man. We got the old Netflix series coming out. I said,
man,
we've been kind of sending stuff back about that, man. That's gonna be legit.
Let me tell you. So I saw it come across my phone yesterday that they were the preview had released. And I was like, oh, I got to watch this. And I forgot about it. About 7:30 last night, I fired it up and I was like, oh, I got a little tingle here. I'm wondering if they're going to release it like a weekly episode or if they're going to release it all at once. Because if they release it all at once, I might take a day off of work and watch all of them.
Yeah, I probably would binge the entire thing. Like, we're going to have to do a nice little review on them. It would be kind of tight if they do one at a time, though, because then here on the pod, we can review it, you know. But I can't wait, man. There's never been a show like that. I mean, you got all these Golf Channel specials, and they've done some cool stuff over the year, but it's going to be new and unique, I think. And especially with Liv, like PGA situation, that's going to be huge. Because it's got guys from both sides, right?
Especially since they started filming before the Live Golf thing. So here are the golfers that are being featured. Jordan Spieth, Thomas, Morikawa, Brooks, Scotty, Ian Poulter, McIlroy, DJ, Finau, Fitzpatrick, Sahith Theegala, Joel Damon, Mito Pereira, and Cam Young. It's a pretty impressive group. Like, you have both sides. Cam Young's an up-and-comer. Sahith Theegala's an up-and-comer. DJ, who's won the Masters. You got Ian Poulter, who's kind of the elder statesman. You got Rory. It's Justin, Jordan. I mean, I'm pretty fired up. I don't think I realized who they had, but yeah, it's loaded up.
I thought it was just a lot of like kind of C-list guys. I didn't even know it was going to be all those like JT and all them.
Well, look, I mean, if you look at last year, you got Thomas won a major last year. Scheffler won a major last year. McIlroy didn't win a major last year, right? No. Fitzpatrick. So you got three guys that won a major last year and Fitzpatrick.
And then the year before, it was like you got Morikawa. You got who else?
DJ won it.
DJ won. Year. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got some. And then so they started filming this before that, and then all of a sudden everything happens. And that's the big quote that comes out of this that I believe Ian Poulter said is, you guys picked a great year to start filming this.
Right.
And he couldn't have said it better. So,
yeah I wonder if they're going to like dabble into their decision, like Ian's decision to go over to Live and stuff, or like if he's going to talk about it prior. Like, you know, he could probably talk about it during that documentary. Because if they said, hey, man, the release date's going to be later, you can talk about whatever you want. Like, if you're going to go to Live, you can go ahead and just spill the beans and talk about it. that'll be interesting. But who knows? They may have, they may not go into it at all. But
yeah, we'll see. Only bad thing is we have to wait until February 15th.
I know. I thought it was going to be like 1st of February or something, but the old moonshine will be cracking then. So
I mean, that's right back. Around. That's right after the Super Bowl. That's between Waste Management and Pebble.
Yeah, that's going to be me in the hospital watching binge watching. when Aaron sees that we're sitting in the hospital, she's getting induced. I'm like, hold on, like we have to turn on Netflix.
Mark, why are you bringing the Chromecast with you? Why are you plugging into the hotel room?
I just want to be prepared.
Yeah.
Interesting story about wives and their, not knowing a ton about golf sometimes. Not that women don't know, this wasn't a comment about wives or women not knowing about golf, but non-golfer wives not knowing about golf. Yes, my wife. So we're in bed and she's like, that t-shirt you designed was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's like, why do you have just some fat guy on the shirt? I'm like, dude, it's John Daly. And she's like, who the hell is John Daly? She's like, there's no way that dude's a pro golfer. I'm like, no, Aaron. He literally won 2 major championships, is a solid golfer. Tiger Woods said he's like literally the most talented golfer he's ever played with. He drinks Diet Coke, chugs Miller Lights, and smokes cigarettes. She's like, you're full of shit. He's never played at the Masters.
So then you guys were up 3 hours and you were showing her all his highlights.
Yes. We watched White Lotus on HBO when we were arguing about this at midnight. We finished White Lotus, and we're up till 12:30, and I had to show her some videos of John Daly ripping drives. she was like, what the hell? And I read how he played basically at every Masters in the 90s.
My wife hears this podcast, she's going to be surprised that I didn't start laughing a little bit harder. Oh my God, that's the funniest thing ever.
I was dying. I was like, I've definitely told you about John Daly. And she's like, nah. I said, he's so overweight that he got the senior tour to let him drive around a car.
And he's got a son that's really good too.
Yeah, man. The old Daly fan. He's a talented golfer, dude. And he's a perfect staple for the Shirts Off 18.
Yes, he is. I'd love to have him on the podcast.
That'd be awesome, dude.
We could get him on the podcast.
Just get him torn up. Just give us 10 minutes, JD.
Just shoot the shit for 25 minutes with him. Get him to tell a few stories. Let him ask us a few questions. Like, I was thinking about that when I saw that t-shirt. I was like, we could get John Daly on the podcast. I mean, we've had some cool people on the podcast, some up-and-coming golfers. I mean, we've had some cool caddies, Kenny Harms, Cabal Caddy, a couple other guys. I think we reach for the moon and we try to get John Daly on the podcast and send him a t-shirt.
It's like, come on, dude. Free t-shirt. Maybe we'll throw you some bones to come on the pod. Come on, JD.
Yeah.
This is America's podcast.
That's right.
The old other big timers say that they were old for the regular golfers, but I highly doubt that. It's your boy Moonshine and Stats.
That's a great story. Oh, I hope you buy one for Aaron, please. Hopefully she wears it.
Did you remember that John Daly? I don't know if you remember this, but in some random tournament, he was so pissed off that I forget what happened. He duffed a chip, double bogeyed or something, and he was in the lead. Do you remember when he teed off with a putter and hit it like 250?
Yes. I've only seen that happen 2 times in my life. Once was that. And the second time was when I was in high school. I watched this kid. I was playing in the district golf tournament. And this kid teed off with a putter and he hit it about 100 yards down the fairway. And that's about all he did the entire round. But he teed off with a putter because he thought it would be funny to do. He was terrible, but he was no John Daly. Only 2 times I've seen that happen.
You know how hard that would be? That the face of your putter is so slim. Like the chances you're either going to top it or it's going to shoot up off the top of it and go like 50 or 100 yards, you know?
And you got to tee it right too.
Right. John Daly, man.
Maybe we film that. We got the good old VGC and film it.
I can't do it with the Scotty, but we
oh, come on.
That is a good one to put on the film, the old putter drive. Bring back the John Daly. Shirts Off putter drive stats.
Love it. Love it. So what else we got going on? We got the Sony Open this week. Looks like currently, as we talk here on Thursday evening, we got Chris Kirk and Jordan Spieth tied for the lead. Harris English and Denny McCarthy from Rockville, Maryland, is they are tied for second. So pretty interesting.
Denny coming up. Attaboy.
Yeah. We'll get to our bets here in a little bit. I know you and I chuckled at our two bets that we sent each other yesterday.
Yeah, we did some that was almost like Danny Lee bets there.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Although Danny Lee's actually playing pretty decent this round. But
he is, he is. So, yeah, I mean, the Sony Open's going on. I'll probably watch a little bit on Saturday and Sunday, especially since there's a lot of NFL football on. I'll fire the two TVs up and give it a go. I like that it's on a little bit later, so it's a little bit easier to watch if you got stuff going on. Trying to see, I was looking at some of the other names that are out there. Cam Davis is -4 currently.
He always plays well for at that tournament for some reason. He's been top, I think, top five or something in the past, like, several years there. He hasn't won it, though, right? Or maybe he won it once, I think. Right? I thought he did win it. Cam Davis.
Yeah.
He won it 1 year, but
I think
the other years he's been top five.
My boy Steven Yeager, he is -3 through 16. Let's see. Chad Ramey, -2. Some up-and-coming guys. The Postman is -2. Looking at some other guys here. There are some guys that we like. Hideki is only -1, struggling a little bit. Danny Lee struggling. Your boy Austin Eckroat, he's -1, but he's still got 9 more to go. Former guest Max McGreevy shot even today.
Even in his first round. Shotgun Mulligans did even. So, yeah, Wu, Cone, and McGreevy for even par. Did Novak? Okay, Novak's -3 on hole, going into the second nine.
Yeah,
boy.
So that's good.
He plays well on these because he played that the tournament he got third or whatever, and Max was second. Was down in the Caribbean, right? He must just play well with kind of Bermuda. Well, he's from Saint. He plays at Saint Simons, right?
Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah. So
let's see.
It's all like Bermuda grass, right on with a lot of wind.
Towards the bottom. Go ahead.
This course reminds me of just that prototypical beach golf. Pretty flat course.
Pretty narrow fairways.
Narrow fairways, flat, and some wind, you know? So that's I feel like that's what makes that course a little bit harder. Because visually, it doesn't look that hard, you know?
No, not at all.
It just looks super flat, but.
Big bunkers, though.
Right.
Glad I didn't pick this guy. There were a lot of people, a lot of the PGA Tour website said pick him to win. Grayson Sig, he's 2 over through 13, so I did not pick him. Keegan, Jimmy Walker, 2 over. Keith Mitchell, 2 over. So those are some, Billy Horschel, not playing well. It's kind of surprising.
Yeah, he's not playing. Yeah, I was surprised about that as well.
One of my bets, not doing well. He's 1 over through 9. But, hey, first round. He's got a long way to
go. The old Higgs.
The old Harry Higgs.
Robbie Shelton, he had a good fall and he's not playing very well. I had him on something. Tom Kim is definitely not playing like he had the last tournament.
Knows playing well.
Who's that?
Ben Griffin.
Attaboy.
Ben Griffin -2 through 10. Cabal. Yep. Cabal caddy. So yeah, I mean, Sony Open's going this week and then they move back to the mainland for the American Express. It ought to be good. I mean, they've got three guys that are tied. Well, two guys tied for the lead at -6 that shot 64 and a couple guys that shot 65. Denny is on 18.
Does he have a putt for bird or?
I don't think he's teed off on 18 yet. So
We
will be able to give you a live update here shortly on that from the podcast. So we hope Denny plays well, but yeah, Sony Open this week, then the American Express next week. So.
Then we go. Then we roll right into Torrey, right?
Yeah, right into Torrey, and then it's a fun time of the year for golf because before you know it'll be March, and you'll be like, "Holy cow, the Masters is a month away."
Yeah, please tell me that have that come really soon because your boy can't wait to get down there. Once I get that ticket in the mail, dude, I'm gonna be putting that thing in the safe.
Yeah,
I might have to buy a Liberty safe for that ticket, man. Yeah, it's like,
if you
got someone to rob my house, I'd be like, you can take everything in this house, but if you touch my master's tickets, you die.
Now, when are you going? What day?
Thursday. Yeah.
First, oh, you got a third. You hit the lottery for the first round?
Hit the lottery for the first round.
Holy shit. That's impressive.
Me and Pops are going to see old Jack Nicklaus tee off in the opening introduction, right? Because it'll be him and Gary. And who did they have last year? It was him, Gary, because Arnie's dead. And
I can't remember.
They had the first.
Tom Kite?
Who was it? No, Trevina, right?
No, it wasn't Trevina. I think
they had Trevina.
Maybe it might have been Tom Kite.
And then they had the first.
No, Tom Watson. Tom Watson.
Yeah, and then they had the first black golfer to play in the Masters.
Well, yeah, that was the year before.
Yeah. Oh, that was the year before.
Did you do you have your place to stay?
We do. We're going to be in Aiken.
You should have told me because I'd have sent you the Airbnb for the place that your boy Trackman and I stayed at, and you and your pops would have been living in luxury.
Really? Oh. Yeah, I got a small little bungalow type cabin. Like just a little two bedroom house. It's not a tiny home, but it's just like this little spot right next to downtown. So,
well, downtown is awesome.
Yeah, downtown Aiken's cool. Been there once, enjoyed my time. It was a good time. But yeah, man, Sony Open, we're rolling, man. Primetime golf with Coke Zeroes. It's going to be fun around Moonshine Spot this weekend.
Ryan Armour just, I believe, made a hole in one on 17.
Oh, silly. I got the delay. Here we go.
Playing with my boy Jaeger, and I'm not sure.
A little
who
cut.
Else, yeah.
A little cut. Hit it.
Silly. Just rolled straight in the hole.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
The stats, I got a question for you.
All right.
Speaking of last week's tournament and John Rahm going ham, getting the dub. Of these three guys, who could you say is the best Spanish golfer of all time? I mean, you have Seve, you have Sergio, and you have John Rahm. Who do you think, as of now, is the best Spanish golfer of all time?
So I think you still have to say Seve. I mean, I don't remember. I remember Seve towards the tail end of his career because I was a little bit older. But I still think you say Seve. Sergio and John Rahm both have won one major. I know Rahm's won the Open and Sergio won the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would put John Rahm ahead of Sergio. Mm-hmm. And then I'd put Sergio last. I think Sergio has had 25 years of having chance after chance after chance. And he's only done it once. And I'm not knocking his career. I think he's had a very legitimate, successful career, but I don't think it's what everybody expected it was going to be when he was a 17-year-old playing in the PGA champ or 18-year-old playing in the PGA championship. So I would put John Rahm had a very successful college career, then kind of stepped it up, and he's been on tour and he wins consistently. I mean, if you go back to last week's episode, one of the guys that I said to look out for this year was John Rahm. I think he's going to come out guns a blazing. Granted, Morikawa struggled down the line, but John Rahm played pretty damn amazing last week. Shot right. 7 under and won the tournament. And I said, I think he's going to win 5 or 6 times this year. So I only got 4 or 5 more to go.
He's getting there, dude. But yeah, I think he's got a major in him this year.
I don't think I'd put him ahead of Seve yet. I mean, if he wins 2, 3, 4 majors, 5 majors, yeah, I think I would consider, I'd consider moving him up.
I think the trajectory of his career, though, I mean, yeah, it's hard to say with history. Like, you feel like you're hating on history to say that Seve isn't the best Spanish golfer of all time.
Right.
Because he paved the way for Spanish golf. But, and then I can't say talent-wise because Seve was the best short game that everyone says of all time. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of goes to almost Jack Tiger-type style of debate. Like, Seve was awesome. He was good in Ryder Cups. He had won a couple majors, a Masters, five
majors.
And John's won one, but he's only been, you know, a professional for how many years? Like 6, 5 or 6 or something like that. Yeah. So I think the trajectory. So it's for me, it's like a pause. Like, I think that John Rahm will be the best Spanish golfer of all time. But yeah, I agree with you that Seve would have to take the top spot right now. But yeah, I put him above Sergio. Sergio did a lot for Spanish golf too. I really don't know why I'm on a Spanish golf kick right now, but I was thinking about that. Maybe it's because it's like one of those Floridian type things. My wife, we want to go to Spain, so we were looking up Spain, so it's got me in the Spanish golf debate
This
mood,
was Seve. So we know Jon Rahm won the Open at Torrey. Seve won, doesn't say where he won it. He won in 79 at the Open Championship at he won the Masters in 80, the Mass, and he won by 7. He won the Masters again in 83. He won the Open Championship in 84 and the Open Championship in 88. So he won it 4 times. Which is pretty, and I was just looking at this. He had 90 wins, 90 total wins in his career.
Seve
90.
did. Wow.
Seve. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'd have to definitely go Seve, Rahm, and Sergio currently.
You know what? I got another one for you on the same subject. If you combined Rahm's tee off the tee, Sergio's irons, and Seve's short game, is that better than Tiger Woods?
Ooh, that's a pretty good assessment there. I'd say you probably get pretty damn close.
Right.
Yeah. Because definitely you don't want Sergio's short game. And you
No.
don't.
No
And
chance.
honestly, the way Jon Rahm putted last year, you probably don't want his putting.
No.
But I think, yeah, I think that's pretty well said. I think if you could do all that, you'd have one hell of a Spanish golfer right there.
Yeah.
Like if I'm a young kid in Spain and I'm modeling my game after three golfers, that's three Spanish golfers, that's who I'm going to look at. Yeah, I like that. But well said.
I just hear TrackMan in my like head right now. Fucking Euros.
Old track man.
Euros.
I like the Titleist hat you got on there, sir.
That got this on the old birthday when I was out doing my shirts off 18 with the lady.
Nice. Nice. You gotta check this one out. I got my
Yeah,
buddy,
what's that? Let's talk.
so this is my boy G Dub.
Oh yeah,
This is
G
from
Dub.
yeah, it's a little silhouette of my boy G Dub, George Washington. It's from good old Mount Vernon Country Club over here in Alexandria. My boy's a member, and my boy Billy, who listened last week, listened to the episode, gave me grief today that another episode hadn't come out yet because he's driving up here. So I said, it's coming, it's coming. He
Call
said,
Billy.
not quick enough. But yeah, he hooked me up with this. And there's another one that I gotta go that says the Vern. So I gotta get pick that one up and wear it here on the
I
podcast.
like that hat, man. That's tight.
Yeah.
Oh,
Gotta get
G-Dub.
one for my boy TJ. My boy Tej loves him some G Dub, so I gotta get him one too.
Yeah. Let's do it. So, bet wise, man, what D-Gen bets do you got? What one do you got to throw out to the listeners that that
What?
maybe they can get a late weekend submission with less odds, but they still get a
Yeah, I
decent roll
sent.
at
Well, I'll just go. I'll start with the crazy one I sent you yesterday.
it?
I picked Max McGreevy to win and Harry Higgs to finish top five. $1 pays $61,061. Let's go crazy. Let's see. I threw a couple bucks on Nick Hardy, one to top five, one to win. I don't know. I kind of like that one. Let's see. I threw a whole bunch on. Here's a good one. Looking pretty right now. Looking pretty. Denny McCarthy, $1 pays 61 to win.
Not a boy. I got him on some too.
I didn't see where Tom, my boy Tom Kim is, but I did a 2-pick parlay. Kim to win, Spieth to finish second.
Oh, Kim's playing horrible.
Yeah.
Kim's like three over.
Yeah, so I did a Kim to win and Spieth to finish top five. Excuse me, Spieth to win, Kim to finish top five, and then I flipped it. So both of those pay around 55 bucks. I don't know why I went with this one. I have no idea. I wasn't drinking last night, but I did Cage Lee to win and Taylor Montgomery to finish top five. I might have been, I mean, you know what? I think what it was, I got home last night and my wife and I were talking. I turned the TV on. It was on NBC Sports Watch, and there's a betting show, and they were talking golf. And I think that's why I did Cage Lee to win and Taylor Montgomery to finish top five. That
I like
pays
that.
dollar pays 305.
Nice.
And then I had
Well, Taylor
one more.
Montgomery he's in one of mine. He could definitely do that.
And then I did Hideki and top. Oh, I did a Hideki and Taylor Montgomery top five parlay. Dollar pays $46. So that's what I got right now.
Nice.
And your boy, I know I texted your boy, hit a six shooter parlay for once last week.
I know you re-upped a little bit.
Yeah, re-upped a little bit. And your boy won the fantasy football championship. So some of that money's going to go into my, I'm going to keep it in my one side account for a little bit until the Super Bowl so I can play some good Super Bowl bets.
Yeah, that'd be silly. Nice, man. Congrats.
What do you got going on in your D-gens?
So I've just been scrolling, listening to your picks. There's some good ones. The Taylor Montgomery kind of ring a bell because I do have him. I have a pretty good one with him. I got to find that. This one's decent. I don't know where Jaeger's at right now. Robbie Shelton's not playing well is the only thing. Cam Davis to win, Will Gordon top 10, Steven Jaeger top 20, and Robbie Shelton top 10. That's 25 cents pays $6,000.
Well, Steven Jaeger is T16, and he's playing on 18. Really? Robbie Shelton
is not playing well, right?
Cam Davis is T6.
And where's Will Gordon at?
Will Gordon is T16.
Let's go.
I got to find Robbie.
Your boy's Robbie Shelton. There.
Robbie Shelton. Where are you, Robbie? Hold on. Let me do it this way.
I do have a Cam Davis, Taylor Montgomery. So I have the four because, you know, I've been doing these four round robins. But in those, I have Taylor Montgomery to win and Cam Davis top 10. That one pays. Let me see what that one pays. I think that one's pretty decent. That would give me. Where is it? Can't find it. I think that one I didn't do a round robin in, but that's some good action here, stats. And then another one that I was just looking at, this is my fun one. So I gave you that one, which could hit a little bit of something. And then I did the old shotgun mulligan round robin. So I got Max McGreevy top 5, Trevor Cohn top 10, MJ Daffy. He hasn't been on, but I've been hitting him up to win it, which he's playing well. Andrew Novak, top 20. Novak, Novak's there.
How much does that pay?
60 cents. This is on the round robin. 60 cents, and there's $4,000 worth of like payouts. The one that I'm like looking at, the MJ Daffy, if he pulls out a dub, and Novak, a 3-4 would be 250.
Nice.
That's pulling 250. You know what the four pick parlay wins for that?
Please share.
$1.2 million.
That's newsworthy right there. That's Sports Junkies. That's ESPN. That's Shotgun Mulligan's making it big. If you hit $1.2 million and all those guys play well, let me tell you something. If it came down and one of those guys, like a Max McGreevy, had a putt to move into the top 20 or whatever it was, and he missed it, you would probably break something.
I would break
or
a lot
if he
of
missed
things.
Like a little 2-foot tap in. Oh,
I was just thinking about it the other night. I was like, if I got anywhere close to winning one of these, I definitely would cash it out. Like, I would not let it ride.
No,
I got that kind of funds, man.
Could you imagine if that was last week? Imagine if you were a guy last week and you had, you know, guy top 10, guy top 20, guy top 15. And then you had Colin Morikawa to win, and he's rolling. And then he goes bogey, 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 and still loses by one. I'd have been bitter.
Yeah, that'd be brutal. Well, the closest I've been on one of those, I had a four-pick parlay, and all the guys were top 10 rolling into Sunday, and then they just completely blew up. Like, I think it was when I had it was back when David Lingworth was playing well. I had him to win, and he was leading going into Sunday. I was juiced up, and then the other three guys were top 15. Two of the four played horrible. Lingmurth had a ton of boogies last day and finished like sixth or something.
It's almost better not to watch.
No.
Almost
but when but when you got a little itch to get a little few bucks on the weekend, it makes it fun.
I'll probably place a few more over the weekend just to kind of keep it going for the weekend. A little make it interesting. So we also got the Korn Ferry Tour starts in the Bahamas this week.
That's right.
So, like I said, golf is starting to roll.
David Coker. We got some old guys there. David Coker starting the year. I think he's probably starting down there, too. That's kind of where all of them play to start the season, right? I think it's pretty much
Most of them. So, they play in the Bahamas this week. And I believe Why do I feel this? I don't want the qualifying tournament. I feel like this tournament is the one. One of these Bahamas tournaments. Yeah, because they're in the Bahamas the next 2 weeks. It's really weird. They play the Great Exuma Classic and the Great Abaco Classic.
Yeah, there's like two straight tournaments down there.
Yeah, yeah, and then they go to Panama. One of these, when's the 15th? That tournament doesn't start until Sunday? Saturday. I don't even know what day it is. So the 15th, that tournament doesn't, the Great Exuma doesn't start. They play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the other one doesn't start until the following Sunday. So, and then they take basically a weekend off to go to Panama. So it's kind of weird. We got golf that runs till Sunday, and then we got golf that starts on Sunday.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. I wish we could catch more of the Korn Ferry Tour. Do you know where is it? Can you get it on YouTube or anything?
I mean, they air, I don't know about YouTube
or like Facebook. Most, or of it
on golf, most of it's on the Golf Channel. I mean, doesn't look like anything has really aired until later this year. I don't know. I'm looking, nothing's aired for a while. Doesn't look like anything's maybe aired until June when they play in South Carolina. They go to some interesting courses though. It's nice to see a little, some of the Bahamas, Panama. I know a couple years ago they went to, where'd they go? Oh, they go to Colombia now this would be the Colombian champ. So they go to Colombia. Then that's funny. Then they go to Georgia. They go from Colombia to Georgia, but they also take almost a month off.
Wow.
They play the 9th through the 12th in Bogota. And then March 23rd, they play in Savannah. So they're off for over a month. So that's kind of interesting. So we might be able to get a few guys during that off time there.
We'll have to get them, man.
But then they turn around, they go to Chile.
Really?
You'd think they'd play Bogota, Chile, but they play some interesting.
I don't know who scheduled that.
Yeah, exactly. They play all over though. Huntsville, Kansas City, Knoxville, Raleigh, Wichita. I mean, there are a lot in the Midwest. Colorado.
It'd be tiring, but it would be kind of cool if you're young, like especially probably the first couple of years those guys are on that tour. That's probably a good time.
Maybe you know, we roll up to this one. This one's in the Magnet, MAGNIT. I don't know what that is. The Magnet Championship is playing in Jackson Township at Metadeconk National Golf Club, late August. So that's actually right before the Korn Ferry Tour Championships. So,
oh, yeah.
The Magnet Championship. I'm going to have to look up this course and see what it is. Maybe it's a little worth the drive to go stay up and watch a round or two up there.
Get some media credentials. Get us in there. Do it.
So, yeah.
I got something for you, brother.
All right, I'm ready.
So we wrapped up, we kind of wrapped up our PGA talk and start of the Korn Ferry. So I got this new little segment, Name That Golfer. This is inspired by our buddy Dustin from Tequila Cabal. He said him and his buddy just go around a round table shooting off stats like CC stats and seeing if they could guess the golfer. And they're pretty good at it, supposedly. So, okay. Dustin, if you're listening to this one, brother, here you go. So what's going to happen, stats, is I'm going to start out with some harder clues, you know, just some random stats, and then work up to easier clues as we get closer to the golfer. Okay. Goal would be to get it before we get to the easy ones. So,
okay. How many questions you got for me?
Let's do, I got five questions for you.
Okay.
All right. So first is he has 7 career wins.
Mm-hmm.
I probably got more than 5 questions for you. Let's start with a little background. 7 career wins. He is official golf ranking 6th. That's a little bit of a closer clue.
And I promise I'm not Googling anything.
We need like the Jeopardy music going right now.
I know. 7 so career again, wins. Listen, like 6th in the world, huh?
6th in the world and 7 career wins. So listeners, get the brain clicking here, okay? He does not have a major victory, but he does have a T3, I believe, at the Masters was his highest.
Ooh, T3 at the Masters, 7 career wins. He's ranked 6th in the world. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you marinate on that one for a second.
T3. Do you know when he's, and I'm not, again, I'm not Googling anything. When were the years he was, when was he T3 at the Masters roughly? Do you remember?
I'm bringing that up for you right now.
Okay.
So you keep thinking. So T3 at the Masters was, oh gosh, this might give it away though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I can't give you that one.
Okay.
I think it'll give it away. That could be a later one. All right. This is getting a little bit closer to the answer. All right, Stats. So okay. turned pro in 2015.
Ooh. All right.
So now, so far, listeners, we got 7 career wins.
One win a year.
6 on the official golf world rankings. Turned pro in 2015, and the Masters, his best finish was T3.
Damn. I so want to Google the official world golf rankings.
I know, that's the giveaway. Just start thinking about those, the top tier 10 guys, you know?
Yeah.
And just start narrowing that down.
Well, I think it's got to be somebody who's, I mean, turned pro in 15. He's not super old. He's not old. I mean, he's fairly young, probably pushing 30.
29.
Okay.
29 years old. That's the next one.
29. I mean, he's kind of got to be 6th in the world. I mean, Rory's number 1 right now. John Rahm's what? 3? Justin's up there. Spieth, I think, is just outside the top 10, I believe.
So stats. Here's another stat. All right.
Okay.
So far this year, he has 100% sand saves. Ooh. Number one on tour with 100% sand saves.
That's a Dustin question. That's straight up. That's like he could answer this probably in a heartbeat.
I know, he's right. Like, I know.
100%. Whoo. Man.
Nothing ticking. Nothing ticking. We'll get easier. Graduated from San Diego State University.
Oh, I got nothing there.
Oh, man. I thought that was a giveaway, man. San Diego, bro. He's a San Diego dude.
Yeah, but unless they're like a big – I mean, not that San Diego State's not a big school. Unless they're a really big school, I'm probably not going to know.
Grew up
and in I'm probably going to kick myself for not knowing this.
Grew up in La Jolla.
Well, of course he's a good golfer. He grew up in La Jolla. He probably played Torrey every day.
There's only a couple guys on the tour that grew up playing Torrey. You know, your boy Tiger Woods is one, but there's 2 other guys out there.
2 other guys that grew up in La Jolla.
That'll get it going.
Is it Xander?
Yep.
Ding, 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 your ding, boy. Ding. To the nose.
Xander Schauffele, yeah. San Diego State, grew up in La Jolla. 29, official golf ranking 6th. 7 career wins. His T3 at the Masters was in 2021. That would have gave it. I think that would have given it away.
I don't know if it had given it away, but now it makes sense. He had to withdraw last week.
Yeah. I was kind of bummed about that. Yeah.
Wasn't he playing well?
Yeah. I like how he said that he tries to do everything well, but he wished he'd just be fat. So he wouldn't. Was that what he said or something? He wished he was fat and he wouldn't pull muscles or something. I don't know. Old Xander, man. So, yeah, Xander's my dude this year. But starting out with a torn up back, that makes me a little nervous.
I got to bring this up. And I texted you about this last week. I think it was Sunday. While the final round was going on. Are we pro untucked shirt or pro tucked in shirt? Because we know everybody in the world saw JJ Spahn with his untucked, I don't know if it was like a hybrid polo Hawaiian shirt. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
The shirt itself looked terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
If it had been a straight up Hawaiian shirt, I probably would have been like, all right. But it was a golf shirt that basically had, instead of having 3 or 2 buttons, it was basically had buttons all the way down. And it looked terrible. It didn't look good. I literally thought when I texted you a picture of it, I literally thought he said, screw it, I'm untucking my shirt and I'm going to play golf.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought he was just like tired of it and he just pulled it out. It looked terrible. So like, here's my thought on it. I am pro Untucked, but not on JJ Spawn and not that terrible shirt he had, dude. Like, if you got a nice Untucked shirt, like the dude on the Untucked commercial, like if you get something like that, like that dude looks slick. Like every time the Untucked commercial comes on, I'm like, I kind of want an Untucked shirt. But every time I wear an Untucked shirt, I look like JJ Spawn. So I just like, I can't do it.
It was like bunched up in spots. And JJ, no offense to JJ Spawn, he's not the smallest fella. He's like my size. But like it like bunched up in spots and
it just didn't fit him right. Yeah, it's not like he's like some like super overweight guy or anything. He's just kind of a normal build guy.
And I'm gonna pick on somebody else too, because I heard who was it? Was it Morikawa played with Fitzpatrick in the final round? Morikawa asked him, he goes, "What the heck's on your shirt?" And I saw his shirt. It had like some funny animal or whatever. I'm like, guys, I know you're in Hawaii, but come up with have your clothing manufacturers make you something that's stylish for Hawaii. You don't have to stand out like a, I don't know. I saw him play and I was like, oh, Fitzpatrick, what are you wearing?
Was it him and his Fitzpatrick and his no sideburns too?
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that the last week too.
Speaking of Fitzpatrick, I know we're probably running short on time here, but I got to bring this up. I'm going to give my man a little bit of credit. I don't know if you pull up his Instagram, MattFitz94. He posted a picture the other day. I don't know if this is his wife, his girlfriend, but good for him.
Matty Fitz doing well.
Wait till you see the picture.
Find him.
MattFitz94.
Matt Fitz.
For those that are listening, look up MattFitz94. Matt Fitz from England. I guess he's good looking for an English fella.
Your boy, Matty.
He's pulled some game right there.
Hey, he won the U.S. Open, dude.
And she can play a little golf, it looks like.
What do you expect? He won the U.S. Open, bro.
I mean, yeah. Kudos to Matty Fitz. I like Matty Fitz. I mean, where he won.
She needs to get him to cut it, to grow out his damn sideburns, though. That is not a good look. Like, they're completely chopped off. Like, you don't have to have big sideburns, but, like, you can have terrible. You got to have a little bit of the, like, telling you, dude, he chopped them off before that tournament.
Well, he can do about just whatever he wants. He won the U.S. Open last year.
It's true. Maybe it's a new state, but maybe I'm behind the trend.
Maybe he needs to grow a little facial hair. He grows a little facial hair, then he's gonna be all in.
Every day I think I'm like morphing into Rory Sabatini's body. I just saw him walking. Speaking of like Untucked, man, he's like, he has some big hat on. He just looks like a dad out there. I like it.
He played well last year. I don't know if a lot of guys like him, but he played well.
Yeah, he's supposedly not very well liked. But
your boy Taylor Montgomery's up.
He's got a dad bod.
Your boy Taylor Montgomery's coming up to -5.
Let's do it.
He's still got 5 holes left. Look at Jerry Kelly. Jerry Kelly from the Seniors Tour is playing in the Sony Open.
Dude, I think a couple of those guys do it. It's just for a vacation. I feel like KJ Choi playing. He actually was playing decent too.
The tank.
At least the first.
Oh yeah, he's 4 under.
I told Stewart you. Sink.
Should have picked some of the older fellas.
The old man.
Love it. Hey, you know what some of those old guys just gotta do?
What's that?
They just gotta get up and down.
Gotta get up and down.